two teenagers charged with first-degree murder in the fatal shooting of a 17-year-old Barry youth appeared in bail court via videolink Thursday and will make their next court appearances December 8 along with their co-accused. The identities of the two 17-year-old murder suspects are protected under the Youth Criminal Justice Act. The third suspect, 18-year-old Alexander Craggs, appeared in WASH, Weekend and Statutory Holiday Court on Sunday, November 21. At that time, he was remanded into custody before his next court appearance, which has been set for Wednesday, December 8. Craggs has also been charged with first-degree murder. The three teens have been charged in the shooting death of 17-year-old Cameron Abernethy, who was pronounced dead outside his River Ridge Road home on Friday, November 19. A private funeral service for Abernethy will be held at a later date, according to an obituary posted on the Adams Funeral Home website. He was taken far too soon from his family and friends that knew him, his struggles, and loved him so dearly, reads the obituary. Cam had an enormous, kind and loving heart for everyone he cared about and loved, but also those in need. He had a brilliant mind that never got to be used for great things to make this world a better place. In lieu of flowers, the family asks that donations be made in Abernethy's name to Royal Victoria Regional Health Centre's Child and Youth Mental Health Unit. His death will leave an unbearable void for his family, as well as all who came to know Cam in his short life. The family asks that you hold Cam and them in your prayers, says the obituary. Barrie police responded around 6 p.m., November 19, to a home in the Hurst Drive and Golden Meadow Road for a shooting. Neighbors have said they heard anywhere from 8 to 12 shots. One neighbor said they had to duck for cover when the shooting began. City police announced Sunday evening that three people had been arrested and charged with first-degree murder. An autopsy has been completed, but Barrie Police Communications Coordinator Peter Leon told Barrie Today on Wednesday that results from the post-mortem examination would not be released because they form part of the evidence that will eventually be presented at trial. Friday's fatal shooting marked the city's first homicide in 2 years.